Welcome to the Coder Catch-Up Podcast. My name is Jamie Jones. In this episode, I want to talk about not quite a tip, but more of a workflow and how to actually get something done in terms of shipping a feature. So it's very, very simple. You can go along the lines of something like agile methodology and things like that, but I'm not going to bother with any of those buzzwords. Literally, I'm just going to go straight to the implementation. So what I've found that works the best is planning things out in weekly goals. Generally, you want to keep it to a single week if you can. This just kind of keeps things moving. And the longer that a feature spans out over multiple weeks, the more you're going to tend to feel a little bit less motivated, as well as there's chances that it's going to be a bit too much. So you're really just putting too much effort into something before you can get it out there and refine it and things like that. So the main thing is set your goal out for the week. So let's take an example of doing a blog. So we're going to launch a blog feature for our app or website. So that's our main goal. The next part is to split that week up into daily goals. So for the first day, you want to make sure that you set up your database tables. The second day, you want to make sure that you set up your views. And then the third day, you want to integrate the dynamic part into the views, or et cetera, however you want to approach that. But essentially creating daily goals. Now, those goals must be achievable. Of course, throughout everything that you're planning here, it should be achievable in your time frame. Don't go for something crazy, outrageously hard to achieve. It's just going to make it more difficult for yourself, and you're not going to achieve it, and you're going to stop doing the method, and it's not going to work for you. So doing those daily goals, very, very simple ones, even if it doesn't take the whole day, at least so you can get part of the day done, boom, that goal is done. Okay, you don't have to complete a whole section in that day. And when I talked about the database, for example, you might do it over 2 days. You know, for some reason, your blog might be very complex for some reason, but let's just say it takes 2 days. So that's fine. Span that goal over 2 days. So just split it up and go, okay, day one, I'm going to get this particular parts of the database done. Just split it down into very small, digestible chunks. It's very, very small problems, and you're good to go there. Now, during that daily goal, I recommend using the Pomodoro technique, and that's essentially where you have very focused amounts of time. It's usually, I think, around 25 minutes is the default. Then you give yourself, a 5-minute break. I've got an app for that that helps me with that one. And then you keep going, and after a certain amount of the Pomodoros that you've, or the whatever you want to call it, Poros, that you completed, you get a longer break. Using that method with those daily goals, and you should be smashing out your feature within a week. So how do you track these goals? Generally, I really do recommend something like a to-do list, a Trello board with cards, or a GitHub issues with milestones, something that you can kind of see your progress. So it's very, very nice to have that there in your mind, even just on a whiteboard. And that's actually probably even a better example, something that's always there and you can't just flick off on another screen. Something that's always up there and in your face. So just something tangible so you can tick something off, because there's a motivator between ticking something off and saying, like, yes, I did this. And it just kind of builds motivation more and more and more. There's been some interesting studies on that, and surprisingly, it really works. Being able to tick something off is really nice. If you are starting off the day and you do find yourself having issues with kind of getting something that's tickable off, add something into your daily goal that's very, very simple, like check emails. And that way you check your emails, bang, done. That's the first one you've started to kind of get the gears in motion. So that's it for this kind of workflow or tip. So just to reiterate, plan your goal over a week, make sure it's feasible. You want to make sure then you split that goal up into the daily goals. And yeah, that can be over 5 days, 4 days, whatever what you classify as a working week. And then using the Pomodoro technique for each of those daily tasks, just to make sure that you keep really focused on the task at hand and actually get it done. And then literally just use some kind of to-do list or something that you can then check things off, scratch them off, so you can see yourself making progress and achieving things to keep that motivation up. So that's essentially it. I'd love to know what you do in terms of being able to get things done as a shipper feature. I'd really, really love to know that. It's quite interesting to see how people take on challenges. I believe this one is fairly popular, and it's good to see. I keep seeing more things about it, but I'd love to know what you do. So please send a tweet through to @CoderCatchUp on Twitter. You can leave an email at CoderCatchUp codacatchup@gmail.com, and you can leave a comment on codacatchup.com as well for this episode. And yeah, I think definitely try it out if you haven't tried it out before. And also check out shipearlyshipoften.com. It's a little site I put up, and it's just literally just says ship early, ship often. Even save it as like your home screen in Chrome or Firefox or whatnot. So when you load it up, you can kind of get that little bit of a motivator there. That's it. We'll catch you in the next episode.